20 years ago, the NCAA told the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign it could not bring out Chief Illiniwek at championship games. It said the fictional chieftain was hostile to indigenous communities. U of I retired the chief, but it still hasn't picked a new mascot. Native American faculty say the inaction is damaging the campus community. IPM's Emily Hayes reports students are trying to fill the void.
Students are lining up to take pictures with the Kingfisher. The 6-foot bird costume matches U of I's school colors.
She's naturally true to the orange and blue.
Claudia Babel is a sophomore at U of I. She's the social media coordinator for the King's Guard, the student club pushing to make the belted Kingfisher the school's new mascot.
They're native to Illinois and North America, but Kingfishers are found all over the world, just like our students are.
During student elections in 2020, a majority supported the idea. Faculty in the University Senate followed soon after. But university spokesperson Pat Wade says U of I is looking for a new mascot that demonstrates it can bring the community together. And it hasn't seen one yet that clearly meets that standard. Meanwhile, the old athletic symbol persists. There are statues of the fictional Chief Illiniwek at some local bars. Babel says at sporting events, dads sometimes shout at the student in the Kingfisher costume. Native American students and faculty at U of I have called on the university to discard the old mascot for decades. The chief last appeared at a 2007 basketball game.
It's a halftime tradition going back 81 years. The marching Illini strike up the 3-1.
Students dressed as the mascot would wear a long feathered headdress and face paint. Supporters said the regalia honored Native Americans, but that wasn't how Native students and faculty saw it. Joseph Gaughan is a member of the Anishinaabe tribal nation in Montana and a professor at Harvard University. In the 90s, he was a PhD student at U of I.
We made the rounds and made all the arguments and offered the best rationales.
Research shows Native youth who are exposed to Native American mascots have shortened dreams and ambitions for their future. Gaughan and half a dozen other Native students believe they could educate the higher-ups on campus and get the Board of Trustees to eliminate the mascot.
Many of the people we talked to privately acknowledged that those rationales and arguments made sense to them, but that they were powerless to do anything.
It took a threat from the National Collegiate Athletic Association to push U of I to change. The school tried to appeal the policy on racist mascots twice and lost in April 2006. Political winds have shifted since that ruling 20 years ago. President Trump threatened to hold up the Washington Commanders' plans to build a new stadium last year if the team didn't revert to its previous name. And he has an ally in the Native American Guardians Association.
My mom always taught us to be very proud to be the real Redskins. And if anyone was going to be offended by being the Redskins, it would be my mom.
Becky Clayton Anderson is a president of NAGA. She's an enrolled member of the Hidatsa in North Dakota. She grew up in central Illinois and went to Sullivan High School, where the sports teams are the Redskins. The group has released statements and petitions in support of Trump. The Department of Education has supported NAGA's latest lawsuit.
We're one step away from the Supreme Court, where we will win, showing that people trying to eliminate Native American names and images is discrimination against a race.
Clayton Anderson says NAGA's next step is to go back state by state to make schools reinstate names and images like Chief Illiniwek. But many schools have moved on, and some administrators say they don't want to go back. Brad Bobo is Associate Athletic Director for Marketing at Arkansas State University. He's proud to have graduated from the school when the students were the Indians. But he says the old mascot had its own challenges.
You were so mindful about not being disrespectful to Native Americans that honestly, you were a little bit handcuffed from a marketing and a licensing standpoint by what you could do with that nickname.
The NCAA listed Arkansas State among 18 universities with hostile mascots. When bigger schools lost their appeals, Arkansas decided to change. The sports teams became the Red Wolves, and Bobo says the new mascot didn't lead to any decline in alumni donations.
Even though you don't like being told you got to do something, changing, I would tell you, changing was the best thing for us.
Community members at U of I hope the school can take a similar step, because they say not having a new mascot continues to harm Native Americans on campus.
They could care less about us.
Jackie Rand is an American Indian Studies professor at the school and a citizen of the Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma. She says administrators still show hostility towards Native students and faculty.
They have letters from faculty in their offices that say, This is very disturbing. I can't believe I have to work here in these conditions.
Rand was pushed out as Vice Chancellor of Native Affairs 2 years ago without much explanation. U of I spokesperson Pat Wade says student affairs and civil rights administrators are meeting now to advise the university's new chancellor about future directions for the role. Rand says the lingering presence of Chief Illiniwek makes it hard to hire Native American faculty.
So instead of having like a legit real mascot, we've got this ghost mascot that just hovers.
In the meantime, the Kingfisher is ready to step up. Whether it's outside Memorial Stadium during a football game or celebrating the Illini's Elite Eight basketball win, the mascot is trying to unite the campus. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.